Hello, this is Alicia Holmes of Key Recruitment, and I'm absolutely thrilled to welcome today a personal friend of mine and fellow local Ramsbottom business owner, Louise Isherwood of Ramsbottom Sweet Shop and Balloons by Design. Hello, Louise.
Hello, Alicia. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. And I love the fact that you have coordinated your outfit and your lipstick with your very effervescent business. Yeah, all branded up. So for those who aren't familiar with you, would you like to explain who you are and what your businesses actually do?
Yes. Well, basically, we've got two sides of the business. We've got Ramsbottom Sweet Shop, which is sweets and teddy bears. So it's not just your normal teddy bears. It's your luxury teddy bears, Stife, Charlie bears, collectible bears. Within the sweet side of the business, we also have the toys and gifts, etc., that we're really building on at the moment. And quick pickup lines for the kids has been brilliant. We've had to change it completely because of obviously the pickup lines for the kids for the suite. So we'll go into that probably in a little bit more detail. Also balloons as well. Balloons! So we do balloons by design. Yay! And that's basically we do anything from one single balloon to full room decor, all crazy stuff, or very elegant, obviously quite clearly. But we do anything really we have done Peter Rabbit's right the way up to some massive big events for corporate events. So yeah,
you did one for workplace where we're based. You did our Christmas balloons at the function room in Manchester, which was amazing. We had one of those, what they call those soldiers, I can't think what they're called.
The Nutcrackers.
That was amazing. Yeah, I mean, everybody was taking selfies with him. And for anyone that we've placed in the last few years, and you've been the recipient of Retro Sweet Box, it's all thanks to this lady. So please meet on social media. So I've invited Louise on today because I think it's a really interesting perspective to talk about somebody that's not in recruitment, but also you've been right at the sort of brunt end of the lockdown perspective, having a retail store in a local high street. So first and foremost, how has COVID-19 impacted the retail side of your business, maybe versus the online aspect? Just talk through what's been happening since March.
Yeah, well, obviously what we did is we assessed what was going on. We actually closed on the Monday anyway. We closed Monday. Well, Sunday night was our last day that we traded. And then we got the announcement on the Monday evening. So we literally went down, emptied the shop of all the expensive teddy bears because we weren't quite sure what level we'd be back, really. So we emptied everything out. We weren't quite sure what to do, and just shut down completely. Balloons, teddy bears, sweets, everything overnight, as with everybody else, really. So it was a real shame. We didn't really know what to do. So what we did is we thought about doing sweet deliveries initially and balloon deliveries, but I couldn't see the essential side to it, really. So we stopped that immediately as well and waited a few weeks and just let everything calm down so everybody knew what was going on, really. What we then did is contact the council. And Bury Council, but absolutely unbelievably brilliant, contacted us back within 20 minutes and said, yes, absolutely, you can do balloon and sweet deliveries. The reason behind that was basically was getting asked loads because obviously people in lockdown, not just children, which it was really sad for them, celebrating the birthdays with no celebrations, basically. But also for anybody celebrating any kind of birthdays, and that's what's been, you know, sort of the crux of trying to get back going again. The catalyst to change and everything was that I got a phone call on Thursday and said, could you possibly help me celebrate for my daughter? It's a birthday. And I said, oh, when is it? Because we're looking at restarting again. He said, it's tomorrow, but it's my daughter's birthday. She's a nurse at the Nightingale Hospital. She's feeling really down. So I just went, when can you pay your balloons up? So we did it, and then I contacted the council and everything was fine. So we then started with complete switch to the business and did everything from Facebook and Instagram, and people were messaging from there. Mm-hmm. And we started building up the deliveries, not just on the balloons, but also on the sweets as well. We did little sweet boxes for kids and adults as well.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the thing, isn't it? It's come out that, of course, COVID-19 is a direct health impact, but also the mental health impact it's had has been absolutely phenomenal and will have repercussions forevermore. So to me, I can remember seeing your messages at the time, you know, when you first said, oh, this isn't an essential item, and then changing when that happened with the Nightingale Hospital. And I thought, thank goodness for that. You know, I mean, I did celebrate a birthday during lockdown, but I'm not bothered. I was fine. I was quite happy just, you know, doing what I needed to do. But I think for children, those who are, like you say, key workers and those that are more vulnerable, it just, I can't imagine what it must have done for their self-esteem. So that's wonderful. So as you've sort of headed towards, you know, shop retail outlet being allowed to open up again, how have you ensured that you can safeguard your business, and what have been your biggest learns about sort of running a business during a crisis like this?
Yeah, safeguarding the business, really. What we didn't do initially, what we wanted to do was we wanted to start building the website up for the sweet shop. And we have set things in motion. We've got something that's nearly there, ready to go. But with starting up doing balloon deliveries and sweet deliveries quite soon, I feel that we didn't really give ourselves enough time, because I didn't really, I think I underestimated how busy I was going to be. And it just went absolutely crazy overnight. So much so, I mean, gosh, you know, I'm just glad there's 24 hours in a day. And if not, you know, could have done with a few more, really, because I still had a member of staff on furlough, because I just thought, I just can't, you know, I couldn't bring her back, because I wasn't quite sure whether it was just like a week thing, or a couple of weeks, and then it was going to die off. I didn't know what the situation was. So she's now back, obviously, quite clearly, because we were going a bit crazy. But we didn't really have the time to then build the website up, which was a shame, really. But so that's going to be the safeguarding of the business through the sweet shop. Once we're ready to go live with the website, that's going to be the ongoing business with that. With regards to the balloons, that I think with COVID, I think it's been a bit crazy for everybody, really, because, and I think it's made people change the way they think. It's definitely changed the way I think, because I mean, I've had two sides to it. The first side of it was thinking, I felt like COVID had robbed me in some respects, because I was so busy. I felt like I was seeing all these people like on 80% of pay and doing up the houses and doing up the gardens, and it looked lovely. And I was thinking, I need a bit of that. I need a bit of time to homeschool and do this and do this and the other. Obviously, trying to fit that in between everything as well with the kids. But then I flipped it on its head, because what I've done now is I've thought, well, it's actually made me realise that the business is a viable business without actually, you know, needing a shop front realistically. So in that way, it's kind of like made me switch completely onto the Facebook and that side of it. And we're now ready to go live with the balloons website as well, which will completely change the face of the business, hopefully.
So looking ahead and seeing beyond, you know, we've got changes happening over the next few weeks, hopefully, providing there isn't any sort of drastic changes in the numbers of new cases. What are your predictions, if it's possible to ask you that, for a local high street such as Ramsbottom, so local town, but also bigger high streets? What do you think this has done to how we shop in a retail perspective?
In a retail perspective, I think that I've found some customers have been very, very loyal. And people have wanted and willed us to come back, which has been brilliant. I mean, the first day that we opened, Monday, was absolutely fantastic. You know, just not volume of sales and value of sales. It was just lovely to see people just popping their head in and just buying a few sweets here and there, which was nice. And then it's kind of built up gradually as well. I mean, I had some, you know, people have been coming in going, oh my God, you know, I've not been able to get my chocolate gingers, and buying 10 pounds of the chocolate gingers, which has been crazy. And then the Father's Day weekend was one of the busiest and best Saturdays we've had in a long, long time, which was just fantastic, you know, and just gave me a lot of faith to think that, you know, okay, we have been short, and okay, we've not been here, but people do actually want to support local, and people do want you to succeed. And I think that I think we now need to just change slightly insofar as people be able to order, pre-order, and then we'll do deliveries later on in the evenings and things like that, so that we can, you know, we can cater for people when they do go back to work properly. Because I think that's the biggest thing, is that we open obviously when everybody's at work, so that's the crazy thing. So if people can start ordering more and picking up and doing deliveries later on, it'll be a better thing. Although,
you know, just as a side point, hopefully there'll be more people working from home going forward, because that's certainly a trend that we're seeing now, certainly within recruitment, but I think in broader circles, that there's been a huge percentage increase of employers agreeing that they'll allow remote working. So hopefully your shop will be busier during the day too.
That would be lovely.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us today. And for anyone who ever visits Ramsbottom, please go and see Ramsbottom Sweet Shop. And obviously, if you need anything like balloons, then we'll make sure all the links are on this video. But thank you for joining me today.
Welcome. Thank you very much.
Good luck with the homeschooling. See ya.
Yes.
Going really well here. Bye, darling. See ya.